Mary had a little man.
The fall. We believe that all men are created
equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
All right, stop me when you've had enough.
And then they get the shot that night. They have a fever 103, and they go into the region. 3 months later, their brain is gone. And yet they try to say they are Holocaust deniers. This is a Holocaust. What this is going to our country.
They're using this COVID quarantine to roll out 5G in all of our communities. 5G has nothing to do with making your life better. It's all about two things, data harvesting and surveillance. They're going to make it so that there is no more cash. They will be able to cut off your money and starve you to death if you do not comply with a vaccine mandate or with whatever. You cannot trust medical advice from medical professionals. You need, that doesn't mean that you don't have a great doctor that you should listen to, but you need to take control of your own health care and you need to question everything.
I was at the bottom of my class. I started doing heroin. I went to the top of my class. Suddenly I could sit still and I could read and I could concentrate. I could listen to what people were saying and things made sense to me. So, you know, I was probably at some level medicating myself.
Also a sexual assault allegation from one of your former nannies. So I want to give you a chance to respond to that.
I've said this from the beginning. I am not a church boy. I am not running like that. I said I had a very, very rambunctious youth. I said in my announcement speech that I have so many skeletons in my closet that if they could all vote, I could run for king of the world. Well, I think the Wi-Fi radiation is a lot worse than people think it is, but, you know, I don't think...
How so?
Well, Wi-Fi radiation is does all kinds of bad things, including causing cancer.
Wi-Fi radiation causes
cancer? Yeah, from your cell phone. I mean, there's cell phone tumors. But cancer's not the worst thing. They also, you know, it opens up, Wi-Fi radiation opens up your blood-brain barrier. And so all these toxins that are in your body can now go into your brain.
Well, how does Wi-Fi radiation open up your blood-brain barrier?
Yeah, now you're going beyond my expertise. I think a lot of the problems we see in kids, and particularly boys, it's probably underappreciated how much of that is coming from chemical exposures, including a lot of the sexual dysphoria that we're seeing. That, you know, that these kids are being overwhelmed by a tsunami. I mean, they're swimming through a soup of toxic chemicals today, and many of those are endocrine disruptors. There's atrazine throughout our water supply. COVID-19, there's an argument that it is ethnically targeted. COVID-19 attacks certain races disproportionately. COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. The people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese. You know, conspiracy theories are often the truth. And, you know, what they call conspiracy theories are just things that challenge pharmaceutical paradigms and government orthodoxy.
All right, everybody. He didn't say any of those things that you just heard him say, saw him say, if you were watching it on Free Speech TV. If you were just listening and you heard him say those things, just make a note, please. He did not say them. That is his position, and he's sticking to it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had his hearing today to become our Health and Human Services Secretary. And he completed a lot of his sentences by saying, if Donald Trump wants it done, I'll do it. Just saying. So he's a pliable patsy for getting rid of things that are life-saving, things that are universally accepted as being needed and necessary for children to thrive and do well in their lives, free from things like polio. You know, here's a little detail. So, you know, Mitch McConnell, ever since he's stepped down from his leadership role, he's free. He's free, everybody. It's like a suffragette, man. Guy is like totally into his newfound freedom. He wants to like vote, and he wants to vote hard, and he wants to vote against almost everything that Donald Trump wants him to vote for. This is fascinating. But this is Mitch McConnell after long last, finally growing some sort of a spine in his grody old body. Now, this is interesting because Mitch McConnell is, as some of you might know, a polio survivor. Mitch McConnell is that old. And some of my friends are too. I'm not saying, anything that people can't look up on the, fake site Wikipedia. Which, by the way, it's so wrong so often. My last name is wrong. There's so much that's wrong. That it was used against me in a lawsuit once. Like, isn't your name wrong on Wikipedia? Yes, it's wrong. So why didn't you effort to change it if you're such a seeker of the truth? I swear that was a cross-examination question that was launched at me. Okay, just saying. So anyway, Mitch McConnell had polio as a child, and he literally refused to meet with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say he's a no. The way he was against Hegseth, who, by the way, Hegseth is, going through his hazing period, meaning he has to approve loyalty to, the no head shall be higher than mine king. And so Hegseth has done he's done a really vile, disgusting, grotesque thing. He has taken away, and you know, this is like one of their preferred methods of retribution now, even for their own people, even for the Trump administration 45, even for those people that served. Mike Pompeo, I guess he's upset because he lost weight and has Ozempic face, and Trump doesn't want to take the injury. I don't know what his deal is with Pompeo. Pompeo put himself out on a limb, helped him get Soleimani, the Iranian terrorist guy, right? Remember this? Pompeo is now targeted by Iranian intelligence and Iranian the guard, you know, the Iranian royal. I can never get their name right. The Iranian royal, and so he took away his Secret Service protection. Trump did. He took away Pompeo's. He took away John Bolton's Secret Service protection. Took away Anthony Fauci's. Now, this is why it's important to know. Anthony Fauci, the guy who's, shepherded us through the COVID pandemic, the guy who actually told the truth throughout the COVID pandemic, the guy who said, hey, social distancing is a layer of prevention that we have to deploy. We have to take like a Swiss cheese approach, and you have to put layer upon layer upon layer so that the holes in the Swiss cheese aren't open. Right. And this is one of the tools that we have. This is one of the things we could do. The other one is wearing a mask, blah, blah. You know. Well, they took away Donald Trump. I shouldn't say they. Donald Trump took away Anthony Fauci's Secret Service protection. And at the same time, because he's so concerned with our safety that he has to deport pregnant women to Colombia. Yes, it's true. That whole airplane, 200 people that went to Colombia that stirred up this hornet's nest in Colombia where everybody was threatening, your coffee is going to be $50, $50 for a 12-ounce bag. You watch, you wait. And Trump's like, yeah, well, I'll deport every Colombian. Obviously they've buried the hatchet. And apparently they buried it in a plane full of non-criminals' lives. That's where they put the hatchet. So anyway, 200 people on a plane, 20 were kids. All the kids had their parents with them. So you do the math. Okay. And none of them, absolutely zero of the people on the plane, two were pregnant, were criminals or had criminal records here or in Colombia or any of the, but to keep you safe, he has to do that while releasing 1,500 of the most violent people ever filmed on video over a period of hours, called the January 6th insurrectionist. Because of course he's concerned with our safety. Of course he's concerned with our health. Anthony Fauci, right? Of course. So now Kennedy is gonna try.